Good afternoon. Today will feature partly to mostly sunny skies with highs topping out into the upper 20s and lower 30s. A weak disturbance will approach the area tonight, increasing cloud cover and giving us the chance for a few flurries and snow showers. According to an inch of snow accumulation is possible, especially across the Catskills. Lows tonight will dip down into the teens area-wide. Monday will be quiet with partly to mostly sunny skies. Highs will be into the lower 30s. A storm system will start to move in on Tuesday as snow will overspread the area by the midday hours. Right now, the latest model guidance has snow changing over to sleet and freezing rain later Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Before the transition, a few inches of snow may fall, especially for the Adirondacks, North Country, and southern Vermont. The Tuesday evening commute looks very slick for everyone. The sleet and freezing rain will likely change back over to snow for a brief time later Tuesday night before ending early Wednesday morning. The Wednesday morning commute will be better as the precipitation will be mostly done with. We still may see a lingering rain or snow shower during the day on Wednesday as highs will reach near 40 degrees. For Thursday, skies will be partly sunny with highs into the upper 30s, and the next storm system will move in Friday and Saturday, and it looks to be mostly rain at this point as highs reach the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Windsor storm that is currently ongoing across the northwestern U.S. will continue to produce significant snowfall across much of the Intermountain West through this evening. The next round of winter weather arrives tonight for the Pacific Northwest as a second low-pressure system treks towards the coast on Monday. This system should also produce accumulating snow for the lower elevations of Washington State, given the cold air mass in place across the region. The greatest snowfall totals through Monday are expected across the Sierra Nevada and the Oregon Cascades, with amounts in excess of 2 feet possible. Temperatures are expected to remain well below average from the Pacific Northwest to the Dakotas through Monday, with widespread sub-zero lows from the northern Rockies to northern Minnesota. After a brief period of cold weather, a return to above-normal temperatures are expected from Texas to the southeast U.S. on Monday, ahead of a strong storm system across the Great Plains. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from as high as 84 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida. The lowest temperature was 32 below zero, 5 miles east-southeast of Northgate, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny, highs into the middle 30s. In Boston, mostly sunny, highs into the low 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, highs into the middle 20s. The average high temperature for Albany today is 33, the average low temperature is 16, the record high is 53, set back in 1955, the record low temperature is 21 below zero, set back in 1948. The sunrise this morning was at 6:59 a.m., the sunset is at 5:20 p.m. That's 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 35 seconds more than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today, highs into the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy with a chance for a few light snow showers tonight, lows into the middle teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, highs into the middle 30s. Cloudy skies tonight, lows into the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy today, highs into the middle 20s, mostly cloudy with a chance for some light snow showers tonight, lows into the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today, highs near 30, mostly cloudy with a snow shower possible tonight, lows into the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today, highs into the lower 30s, mostly cloudy with a chance for a snow shower tonight, lows into the upper teens. Region-wide for Monday, partly sunny, highs into the lower 30s. For Tuesday, widespread snow moves in by the midday hours, transitioning over to sleet and freezing rain from south to north late in the afternoon, highs into the upper 20s. For Wednesday, we'll see the chance for some rain and snow showers. Highs will be up near 40 degrees. For Thursday, partly sunny. Highs into the upper 30s. Friday, a wintry mix transitioning over to rain. Highs will be into the middle 40s. And for Saturday, we'll see the chance for some showers. Highs will be up into the middle 40s. Enjoy your Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.